These laws were so strict that people still speak of draconian severity. But the people of Athens, who had roamed the seas in their ships, and had heard and seen so many different things, did not consent to this for long. It was, in fact, a nobleman who had the wisdom to try to give the little state a new system of government. His name was Solon, and the laws he introduced in 594 BC, at the time of Nebuchadnezzar, were named after him. They stated that the people, that is, the city's inhabitants, should decide the city's affairs themselves. They should assemble in the marketplace of Athens and vote. The majority should decide, and should elect a council of experts to put those decisions into effect. This sort of government is called democracy, or the rule of the people in Greek. This didn't mean that everyone who lived in Athens was entitled to vote in the assembly. Citizenship depended on wealth and influence, and many people, including women and slaves, played no part in government. But many Athenians could at least have their say, and so they took an interest in how their city was run. Polis is Greek for city, politics the affairs of a city.